Hi everyone, welcome to English Digest. This is Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we're going to be talking about something a little scary.
Oh no.
Yeah, we're talking about ghosts and the Ghost Festival. So Tiffany, do you believe in ghosts?
Honestly, I definitely believe in ghosts, but I try not to think about all those bad spirits. I just think of ghosts as like...happy people in the afterlife.
Okay, right. So not walking around living in old houses right now?
I'm pretty sure there are ghosts like that, but then I try to avoid places like it, so I don't have to see those kind of ghosts or experience it, I hope.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Okay, I had a really, really creepy ghost experience actually in high school.
Cool.
So basically, we were in literature class, and we were celebrating Shakespeare's birthday.
Okay.
So in our classroom, we have two doors, and then all of us went outside. All of my classmates went outside, and then we were going back to the classroom again. So when we go outside, we usually lock the doors. And then as we were walking in one of the doors, one of my classmates saw this black figure in the room.
Whoa.
Yeah. So after that, they got freaked out. And then we went the other way to open the door. And then right as my classmate opened the door, he saw a black figure, like, run out, basically.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that day, we just had this really creepy, like, feeling that someone is around us. We kept thinking it was Shakespeare's spirit.
Okay.
Probably.
Shakespeare's ghost coming to say, well done, you're studying me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting story. That sounds a little bit creepy,
a
little bit frightening.
What about you?
Personally, I don't believe in ghosts. I'm very much, I don't believe in anything until I can see it happen, you know, too much of a scientist.
Okay, that's good. I think that's a good idea to have.
So no, I don't really believe that there are ghosts or haunted houses or anything like that. However, I will admit that I could be wrong. This is just my opinion. And a lot of people do believe in ghosts, and today we're going to talk about the Ghost Festival, which is something that people do to make ghosts happy. So we'll read the article, then come back and discuss it a little bit more.
The Ghost Festival is observed on the 15th day of the 7th Chinese Lunar Month, when people in Taiwan make offerings to wandering ghosts. The tradition goes back to ancient times. According to Chinese folklore, Mu Lian, one of Buddha's best students, had clairvoyant powers. Using this unique ability, he discovered that his late mother had been condemned to be a hungry ghost in hell because of her greed and selfishness when she was alive. Mu Lian sympathized with his mother's plight and turned to Buddha for help, wanting to rid her of this suffering and ensure her a better time in the afterlife. Buddha replied that his mother's sin was so great that only through the collective power of monks could his mother be redeemed. Mu Lian then began the practice of providing monks with meals every 7th lunar month. In turn, the monks prayed for the purification of his mother and other hungry ghosts. Eventually, Mu Lian not only relieved his mother's hunger, but also that of other drifting spirits. Nowadays, in Taiwan, ghosts are believed to wander around for the whole 7th lunar month because that's when the gates of hell open up and ghosts come out. To please the spirits, families all over the island light incense, offer food, and burn joss paper. Since ghosts have no worldly possessions, observers burn joss paper shaped like material things, such as money, houses, and clothes to make the ghosts' lives better. Observing the Ghost Festival is important because it represents people's concern about their relatives in the afterlife, and allows people to pay tribute to the deceased.
Right, welcome back, guys. So in this article, we talked a bit about the Ghost Festival, which sounds a little scary at times, this idea that the gates of hell will open up and all the ghosts will come out.
Yeah, if you put it in that way, it definitely sounds scary, but I'm sure it's not that bad if we understand what it's about.
Yeah, I've heard there's a lot of things you can't do, like whistle at night or call out someone's name or call out your address.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always told to be very careful.
Right. I think you should also try to avoid places with water.
Okay.
Because apparently, like, maybe there might be ghosts inside the water and they might purposely try to drown you.
Huh. Yeah. Right. So try we'll to see about that. Anyway, so let's take a look at the article and some of the English in. We're going to start with the title, which is Ghost Festival, Paying Tribute to the Deceased. So here, to pay tribute to means to kind of salute or give public recognition to someone or something. So you could pay tribute to someone who's died or pay tribute to somebody who's done something well by giving them, you know, kind of public thanks or maybe giving them a gift. And when we use the deceased here, we're actually using it as a noun. And the deceased just means the dead or a person or people who have died.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a nicer way to say, oh, someone's died.
It's a bit, yeah, deceased is slightly more polite saying that dead guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's read the article. It says, the Ghost Festival is observed on the 15th day of the 7th Chinese lunar month when people in Taiwan make offerings to wandering ghosts. Okay, so let's take a look at our first word, observed. Observed is a verb, and it means that Ghost Month is actually celebrated or acknowledged on a specific date. Okay? So, for example, we can also say most countries like Britain and the United States observe Christmas on December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So here, this observe just means to celebrate on
yep.
that day. Right.
So we also saw lunar month. A lunar month is slightly different from the calendar months, August, January, October, whatever it happens to be. This follows the lunar calendar. So lunar here is an adjective and it's related to the moon and the phases of the moon. So you could say lunar calendar, lunar new year, lunar month, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw the word offerings. People make offerings to wandering ghosts. An offering is something given or presented to a god, a ghost, a religious figure, or used in a religious service. For example, offerings of food that people take to a temple.
That's right.
So the article goes on to say that the tradition goes back to ancient times. And this phrasal verb goes back to means that something's origins, its beginning, was a long time ago, and in this case, ancient times. So we mean we can trace back the history of it to ancient times.
Mm. All right, so next it says, according to Chinese folklore, Mulian, one of Buddha's best students, had clairvoyant powers. Okay, so let's take a look at our word here. Folklore is a noun, and it means the traditional beliefs, customs, and stories in a community or culture that is usually passed down from generation to generation. So usually there are stories that maybe your grandmother or your grandmother's mother mm-hmm. passed down from you to, you could pass it down to your children as well.
Yeah.
So you can say, my grandmother tells me ancient Native American folklore to me before bed.
Okay.
So you can hear a lot of stories about people or their ancestors in the past.
Yeah, in England we have King Arthur
and
his Knights of the Round Table, who weren't real, but it's sort of folklore, so everyone sort of thinks if it's not real, it might have just have been about real.
Mm-hmm.
It's very close to real. There are a few other words here. Clairvoyant is an interesting one.
Mm.
Clairvoyant comes from a French word meaning can see very well, clear-sighted. And it means that somebody can see things that ordinary people can't see. So if you have clairvoyant powers, you can see the future, you can see the past a long time ago, you can see things that are very, very far away, like on the other side of the world. So this Mulian guy had really special powers and he could see into the afterlife. And what he saw was this. Using this unique ability, he discovered that his late mother had been condemned to be a hungry ghost in hell because of her greed and selfishness when she was alive. So she had been condemned, which means that she has been judged guilty of something and she's been set a punishment. So she was greedy and selfish when she was alive, and so she's been condemned by the gods, by the judges of life, and they've said, you're bad, you're going to be a hungry ghost. Nice. Another example could be, the murderer was condemned to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Mm. That must be horrible news to hear if that happened to my mom or
exactly.
your family member.
Mm. Although it does say it happened because of her greed. Okay?
Right.
Greed is the urge, the feeling to get as many things or as much wealth as possible. So be careful here, because there's a difference between greed and greedy or greediness. There are two noun forms. Greed is when someone wants money, power, things. Greediness, which is G-R-E-E-D-I-N-E-S-S, is greedy for food. So when we talk about greed here, it doesn't mean Mulian's mother wanted food. It means she wanted money, wealth, power, lots of things when she was alive. And that's bad.
Right. Actually, I think that's considered a sin, right?
It is, yes. It's the sort of thing you would get if you have lots of greed and selfishness like this, you're going to end up getting punished.
All right, so let's continue reading. Next in the article, it says, Mu Lian sympathized with his mother's plight and turned to Buddha for help, wanting to rid of her the suffering and ensure her a better time in the afterlife. Okay, so Mu Lian sympathized with, or basically just means he felt really bad for his mother. He felt kind of a sorrow or sadness and pity for his mother. Okay, and he sympathized with his mother's plight, and plight means like a very dangerous or difficult situation. So his mom was really she was greedy in the sense that she wanted power or money or even food. But then he couldn't really do much, I guess, at this point. Mm-hmm. So instead, he decided to turn to Buddha for help.
Yeah, he wanted to rid her of this suffering and ensure her a better time in the afterlife. If you rid someone of something, it means you free them from whatever trouble they are having. So, for example, if you have a headache, you could get some medicine to rid yourself of the pain of the headache. So he wanted to rid his mother of suffering and ensure her, or make sure she has, a better time in the afterlife. And the afterlife is heaven or hell, or where you go after you die, after life. It's in the words. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a short break now and listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back in a few moments to do the other part of the article.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要来看的呢，就是鬼月的由来。我们首先来看到第一个空格的句子 ,The tradition blank one ancient times, 来讲到这样子的传统呢，是追溯到古老的时期。A 的选项 traces back to, 如果讲到追溯到什么时候，我们是要用被动的 be traced back to。B 选项 goes back to, 追溯到什么时期。C is stretched back to, 被拉长延伸回到什么时候。D is dated back to, 事实上如果你要讲到追溯回什么时候，我们要用主动的 date back to。所以符合这一项文法跟语句的要求，第一题我们答案就选 B。goes back to, 追溯回什么时候。而都是因为呢，这个佛陀有个很优秀的徒弟叫做木莲，他有特异功能。Using this unique ability, he discovered that his late mother, blank two, condemned to be a hungry ghost in hell.他发现呢，用这样子的特殊能力，他过世的母亲怎么样成为一个在地狱里面的恶鬼。我们要注意的是，这一句是过去式，在描述比过去更早之前发生的事情，我们要用的是过去完成式。而我们首先来看到第二个空格后面的这个动词condemn 其实就是有给什么判刑的意思。他的妈妈因为在生前可能是因为没有做好事情，所以就被贬低，被判为在地狱里面的一个恶鬼。搭配语法，比过去更早发生的事情要用过去完成式，而在这里被动态，所以第二题我们答案就选 C had been。 接下来第三个空格的句子，木莲 sympathized with his mother's plight and blank three Buddha for help. 他非常同情母亲的困境，于是呢就怎么样佛陀来寻求帮助。第三题的 A 选项 turned to, 转向某人求助的意思。B turned on, 开启开关。C turned down, 拒绝。 D turned into 转变成，因为同情母亲的困境，就向这个佛陀呢来转向他请求协助。所以第三题我们答案就选 A turned to.
Okay, let's just take a moment to listen to some music. Hi everyone, welcome back. Pat and Tiffany here. We're talking about the Ghost Festival, and in fact we're talking about how it got started. What we know so far is that Buddha's servant Mulien, his mother was a hungry ghost in hell, and he wanted to do something to save her, and he's gone to ask Buddha for help. Okay, right. And Buddha replies to his question, Buddha replies that his mother's sin was so great that only through the collective power of monks could his mother be redeemed. Okay, a monk, of course, is somebody who dedicates themselves to a religion, and they don't have many possessions, they live a very humble life. You often see them in Taiwan, they shave their heads and they wear long robes. And it needed their collective power. Collective here means working together as a whole. So not just one monk, you need lots of monks working together in order to redeem his mother. To redeem something means to kind of deliver someone from sin. If someone's done something bad, you could redeem them by kind of making it okay, kind of getting them to be forgiven. The best example in Western religion is Jesus, who by dying redeemed all of mankind for every evil they had done or would ever do.
Right. So we see here that Mulian's mother's sin was so strong, I guess, that a lot of monks had to help pray for her and to help her relieve his mother from this suffering.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next in the article, it says, Mulian then began the practice of providing monks with meals every seventh lunar month. Okay, so in turn, the monks prayed for the purification of his mother and other hungry ghosts. Okay, so Mulian would feed monks, or he would give monks food on the seventh lunar month. Okay, so that usually changes from time to time because you have to look at the phase of the moon and you count that. But in turn here means, it's a phrase that means in return. So for example, we could say, my friend gave me a beautiful necklace for my birthday. In turn, I baked a batch of cookies for her. So in return, to show my appreciation or to show my thanks, then I would give something back. So for example, the monks prayed for Mulian's mother, and he kind of gave back to Mulian for providing him with food.
Yeah, they prayed for the purification of his mother. Purification is the noun form of the verb purify. And purify means to kind of clean something, make it pure, make all the bad things from it go away. So if you think of people burning incense, which we'll talk about a bit later, they do that to purify the air and kind of make it nice and make it better. Mm-hmm. So luckily it worked, as the article says. Eventually, Mulian not only relieved his mother's hunger, but also that of other drifting spirits. Okay, so here the word relieve means to ease or reduce someone's pain, worry, or their suffering. So going back to the headache example, I took some medicine to relieve the pain of my headache. So they're relieving his mother's hunger, so she's not a hungry ghost. But not just his mother's hunger, but also other drifting spirits. And drifting spirits is just wandering hungry ghosts who haven't got a home.
Mm. So not only did Mulian did one good thing, but he did lots of great things for people besides his mother. All right, so next in the article it says, nowadays in Taiwan, ghosts are believed to wander around for the whole seventh lunar month, because that's when the gates of hell open up and ghosts come out.
Really? The gates of hell open?
I know, that's, it sounds a bit scary.
Yeah, it sounds like not just ghosts. There could be all sorts of monsters that come out.
Yeah, but I guess in the Buddhist religion, it's not like in Christianity we think of good people go to heaven. I mean, it's the same concept, but I don't think it's
full of
as scary,
demons
like
and demons. Devils and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyway. That were like that, that'd be... I would be hiding at
home. Yeah, there's movies about that kind of thing. Yeah. So, because of this, these gates of hell opening up, we do something about that. It says, to please the spirits, families all over the island light incense, offer food, and burn joss paper. So here, incense, which I mentioned earlier, incense is that nice smelling stuff that's usually in a stick form that people use in temples. People carry these sticks, they set them on fire at the top, and as they burn, they give off a nice smell that kind of cleans and purifies the air. And that kind of is good for the ghosts, mm-hmm. as is burning joss paper. Joss paper, you would probably also know it as ghost money. This special kind of money that you can burn that goes into the afterlife and gives money to either your ancestors or to the gods.
Right. So, since ghosts have no worldly possessions, observers burn joss paper shaped like material things, such as money, houses, and clothes, to make the ghosts' lives better. Okay, because ghosts are not a part of this life now. They don't have any worldly possessions. It means that they don't really have any physical possessions. So possession here just means the state of having, owning, or controlling something. So for example, if I bought an iPhone, then that iPhone is under my possession. That object, the iPhone, is mine. We can also use possession in a sentence like this. Usually it's considered rude to touch or move other people's possessions without asking them or telling them. Right, so ghosts have no worldly possessions. They don't physically own anything. So most people might burn joss paper, like we mentioned, it's paper money. Or they might burn things shaped like material things. Like material means the matter of what an object is made of. So for example, your t-shirt. A t-shirt's material is cotton, whereas notebooks are made out of the material paper.
Mm-hmm. We also use material here to kind of mean things that are real and mm-hmm. rather than things that are like in your head. So your thoughts, your personality, that's not material, but the things you have are. So if you own material things, of course you can't take them with you when you die. They stay on Earth. They can't go to heaven. So people need to burn joss paper in the shape of things. So when they get burned, they go into the afterlife. So you burn a joss house, and the ghosts in the afterlife get a real house.
Right.
And they can live in it. It's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So observing the ghost festival is important because it represents people's concern about their relatives in the afterlife and allows people to pay tribute to the deceased. So here the word concern means worry or anxiety about something. So, for example, Tina's parents had a lot of concerns about her living so far away from home. If she's living that far away, they're going to be worried, they wonder what she's doing, if she's okay. So mm-hmm. they have a lot of concerns about her.
Right. So Ghost Month is actually a really important part of the Buddhist religion or in Asian culture. And it's just a way, I guess, to show respect to your ancestors or people in the afterlife. Because in our culture, I guess it just means that, you know, whether you are dead or alive, you still have your soul around or you still have something left over.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, certently in the West, we have more the idea that you remember your dead grandparents or ancestors, you know, maybe on the day their birthday or the day that they died, you just maybe take some time to think about them, maybe be grateful for them, think about their lives. But I guess for Western religion, in heaven, they kind of have everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need to be given things, they don't need to be observed in the same way. So just different ways of thinking about the afterlife, really, and that's what Ghost Festival is all about.
Right.
All right, we'll take some time now to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up the article.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子。Buddha blank for that his mother's sin was so great that only through the collective power of monks could his mother be redeemed. 木莲找上了佛陀，希望他能够帮助他。佛陀的回应是，妈妈的罪实在是太深了，只有借由这些僧侣的共同的力量，他的母亲才能够被救赎。所以第四题 A 选项 preferred 比较喜欢。B, demanded, 要求。C, promised, 允诺答应。D, replied, 回答回复。木莲找佛陀来帮助，佛陀的回复却是这样子的一个情形，所以搭配文意，第四题我们答案选 D, replied。而木莲知道这件事以后，他开始做什么事情呢？我们来看一下第五个空格的句子。木莲 then began the blank five of providing monks with meals every seventh lunar month. 于是木莲知道了之后呢，他就在每一年的七月呢，开始能够提供这些僧侣们餐食来供养他们。我们来看一下第五题的选项。A, humanity, 人类。B, practice, 指的是一种传统或者是习俗的做法。C, worship, 崇敬、敬拜。D, finance, 财务。木莲就开始做这些供养的事情，所以在这里第五题，我们答案可以选 B, practice, 来代表是一种习俗的做法，来供养这些僧侣们。到了最后，我们来看一下第六题空格。Eventually, 木莲 not only relieved his mother's hunger, but also blank six of other drifting spirits.借由供养僧侣，僧侣帮这些恶鬼们祈祷，而木莲不仅呢解救了自己母亲，能够移除他的这种饥饿，同时也帮其他的游魂，这些孤魂野鬼也移除了他们这种饥饿的痛苦。第六题，为了表达前面在句子当中提到的单数名词，第六题我们可以选 A 选项的 that 来代替前面的 hunger。接着我们来看到，到了第七格空格，前面提到说，在七月鬼月的时候会烧纸钱，然后提供一些祭品。Blank seven, ghosts have no worldly possessions. Observers burn jars, paper, shaped like material things.由于呢，鬼魂没有办法拥有世俗的财产，所以敬拜者就会烧用纸钱做成的一些实质物品。这是一种前因后果的关系，所以第七题我们答案就选 C, since 来代表因为的意思。
Okay, that's the end of today's article, so we'll see you next time. This is Pat.
And this is Tiffany.
And from English Digest, we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.